This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 15th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with the hits and takes section. We now have comments from the following people on our George Jarrell Remembrances page: Terry Duffy, Walt Lukin, John Damgaard, Gary DeWall, Joe Rea, Bobby Ahrens, Steven Rosenberg, Neil Wolkoff, Bill Hemmers, Al London, Alan Carman, David Greenberg, Nick Mercurio, Gary Greenberg, Robert DeSaro, and Arthur Gary Flagler. We'll have more to add tomorrow. If you have a remembrance of George, please email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Dan Collins, formerly of Features Magazines, wrote a profile on the late George Jarrell for the publication back in 2010. There's a link for it in today's newsletter. And don't forget about Sarah Rudolph's interview with George for the John Lothian Profiles series, an early history video series we produced. One American dies every minute due to COVID-19, and the rate is increasing as the number of deaths has exceeded 300,000, CNN reported. The Cleveland Indians baseball team recently declared they were changing the name of their team and would drop the use of the name Indians. This created conjecture on what other teams with unfortunate names might also consider such name changes, including the Atlanta Braves. Fortunately, Senator Kelly Loeffler and Senator David Perdue took time out from the busy election campaigns to weigh in on the subject and warn the Braves against changing their name, according to a New York Post story. They gave the idea the old tomahawk chop right to the chops. ICAB's virtual charity day raised £3.6 million, Markets Media reported. This is the last week for FIA's Futures for Kids auction. You can find out more with a link in today's JLN. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Help support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Our GoFundMe campaign. Is it your turn to give? Aventis System has passed along the direct link to last week's webinar on digital asset trade surveillance, featuring a discussion with Michelle Bond from the Association for Digital Asset Markets. The link is in today's newsletter. Merrick Spectron announced Monday that it has become a trading privilege holder of the CBOE Futures Exchange and a clearing member of the Options Clearing Corporation. You can see the press release in today's newsletter. There's also a story from the trade under exchanges below. Digital asset fund manager Grayscale Investments has tweeted that it now has over $13 billion worth of cryptocurrency under management. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. JLN editor Tom Thompson has a podcast in our botanical series about the twists and turns of the 2020 hemp market and looks forward to 2021. There's a story from Bloomberg. George Jarrell, an institution of gold industry, dies at 84. RBC advisor spent more than 50 years trading precious metals. Jarrell was always drawn to gold for its store of value. George Jarrell, a financial advisor known throughout the gold industry, who claimed he traded one of the first ever gold contracts in New York, has died. He was 84. He died on December 12th at his home, according to his obituary with Levine Memorial Chapel. No cause was given. As my comments in yesterday's newsletter about George are quoted in this Bloomberg story. The Financial Times has a story how London grew into a financial powerhouse, charting the growth of London's financial center and what the future holds after Brexit. As far back as 1980, banks with offices in the UK had cross-border exposures far greater than the banks in Germany and France, according to data from the Bank of International Settlements. Big international banks use London for large syndication loans that ultimately go to foreign clients. The city also attracts assets to support trading and liquidity management at banks that range from the UK's Barclays to big US investment banks such as Goldman Sachs. Markets such as Hong Kong, Germany, and Ireland have seen exposures grow faster in the past 20 years, but from a lower base. Brexit has prompted banks to shift assets to EU trading hubs. The next story is going to be on how London imploded as a financial powerhouse after Brexit. The Telegraph has a story: 500,000 Muslims forced to pick cotton as scale of Chinese slave labor exposed. Uyghurs and other minorities to pick cotton by hand in the western region of Xinjiang, a key source of the world's cotton, according to a report by a Washington-based think tank. Rights activists have estimated that Chinese authorities have detained more than 1 million Uyghurs and other mostly Muslim minorities in detention camps in Xinjiang since 2007. Beijing denies that Uyghurs' rights are abused and says re-education centers provide vocational training to help people gain employment and are necessary to curb extremism. Goldman Sachs put out a press release. Goldman Sachs announces commitment to support small businesses. $250 million philanthropic commitment establishes next generation of 10,000 small business program. Commitment of over $1 billion to small business since start of pandemic. Goldman Sachs today announced that it has funded the 10,000 small businesses program with an additional $250 million, which will ensure the program can reach another 10,000 entrepreneurs with the training and support they need to realize opportunities for growth. This is good. You can't get larger companies without helping smaller ones. Here are the top three stories from yesterday's JLN. Our top story Monday was the Markets Wiki page of the late George Garrow, giant of the gold industry and longtime NYMEX member. Second was how Kelly Loeffler's firm facilitated an Enron-like scandal from Mother Jones. Third was the Financial Times U.S. orders emergency action after huge cybersecurity breach. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site has 195,081,837 pages viewed, with 24,731 pages. There have been 227,343 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.